We are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, almost where it all began. And back in 17th, well, that was Philadelphia. I'm getting my towns mixed up. Sorry about that. No, but a lot of it happened here.
Party, yeah.
That's true.
1773, mm-hmm. In December 1773, 100 guys went and dressed up like Native Americans and threw tea in the harbor. And everyone says that's the spark that helped begin the, you know, the American Revolution, yep. And certainly the revolutionary spirit. So it's a great place to kick off some revolutionary stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. If you like history, this is the place to be for sure. All right. Well, obviously we're here with Jim Nussel. How are you, sir? How's the show going so far?
Show is going really well. A lot of good excitement. Some big announcements we're trying to make today and ongoing, kind of as a new kickoff in the awareness effort. And you know, the fun part about it is everyone's attitudes are very positive about the future, and so that's exciting. We're in a good position to really continue to build momentum.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about your opening comments and the big announcements. So can you divulge for those few people who didn't make it over here?
Sure.
What were the big announcements in your opening comments?
Well, so we, as you know, have been part of a strategic plan in three areas. Advocacy, because we've got to deal with some of the disruption within our credit unions from a regulatory standpoint. Yeah. Products and services like compliance and education and the war on talent. But the big one is the third one, and that is creating awareness about the credit union difference for a whole new generation of consumers. Mm-hmm. And we've been in this effort, as we've talked about over the last 2 years, investing $2 million in research to tell us what we ought to do. Mm-hmm. And we kicked that off at the GAC. We built a brand platform and a campaign around something called Open Your Eyes to a Credit Union, mm-hmm. okay? Well, what I kicked off today was the buy-in has been excellent. Leagues, credit union, large, small, have all said, we like this. Mm-hmm. Let's go all in. So we went all in. And the challenge I made to credit unions today is that we build a fund of $100 million mm-hmm. over the next 3 years, mm-hmm. and we go all in. And we make this happen. And we make it a sustainable, revolving fund of resources to get our message out over and above what we already do in marketing at a credit union. To get this credit union difference out in front of consumers. Because they, as we talked, they have two big myths. One is they can't join, and if they join, we're too small to access their money. That's what right. they think.
Yeah.
We know that's not true, mm-hmm. but we can't just hope that happens. We've got to actually make that happen.
Right. And so the $100 million over 3 years, that will fund the execution of the
exactly.
campaign or further research or all the above?
Well, all of the above, okay. right. So we want to be able to both raise those resources, continue the marketing, but also continue the research mm-hmm. and the data and mm-hmm. deliver an ROI on this so we can say, this is the needle we wanted to move, mm-hmm. this is how it moved. Mm-hmm. And be able to deliver that back to credit unions and the credit union system. So
right
it's
on.
A game changer.
Yeah, totally.
And it's something people will say, well, it's never been done.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's never been done, but it's certainly never, we've never had the ability to do it this way. I'll give you the example. Mm-hmm. Hope I don't be disrespectful.
No, no.
You and I growing up, marketing was a lot different. It was like the guy going out to water his lawn and you put one of those old sprinklers, you know, in there and the sprinkler just kind of water all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Today's marketing allows you to take an eyedropper and go down to a blade of grass mm-hmm. and at the right time, not just any time, mm-hmm. but at the right moment when you're ready to think about a particular issue, drop just a little water right
yep.
on that.
Yep.
And that's marketing today, mm-hmm. usually done through this crazy device, mm-hmm. Which we say we hate, but that's what we want.
Yeah, it's right? a love-hate.
Definitely.
So that's what this can do, okay. and we're excited about it.
When do you see all this stuff? When do you see the execution of it kicking off? Is there more research to go?
That was the rest of the kickoff.
Okay.
So we're announcing that we're going to do this right after the first of the year.
Okay.
Yes, there will be some market testing between now and then, but we've got a lot of noise in the marketplace. Summer is never a good time to launch a campaign, and then you have the elections, right? So there's a lot of marketing noise out there, and we don't want to compete with that. And then you got Christmas holiday, so mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So let's do this right after the first of the year.
Good idea. Good idea. Hey, let's talk about a couple of other things. The CFPB announced a new nominee a few weeks ago. I just want to get your thoughts on her name. Craninger is her last name?
Yeah.
Yep. And so we can get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so she's somebody who comes from the Office of Management and Budget. Hey, there's a reputable place, right? I used to run that agency for the president. What she did for the Office of Management and Budget was she was what's called a Policy Associate Director, a PAD, which is one of the political directors of about a quarter of the government. And so she ran the General Government PAD office, and super smart from what I understand. I've never worked with her directly, but hear from people I know who have worked with her at OMB, super smart. You know, one of these good folks who just wants to do a good job, deliver a good product, and make sure that good advice and good policy is put forward.
Indeed. And are we still talking about maybe like a committee, though, as well as Craninger heading up this of the bureau or organization? Yeah, the commission. I'm sorry.
So the president has nominated her as a single sole director, permanent director.
Right.
We still, in addition to that, believe that the CFPB should be a commission-based agency as opposed to a single director for a number of reasons, but mostly we want there to be some continuity and to not blow with the winds of politics or, for that matter, blow with the winds of vacancies.
Right, right.
So
objectivity would be a key there as well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, and another big announcement for our industry as well is Rodney Hood being going back to the NCUA. What are your thoughts on that? That's pretty cool news.
Well, the good news is that the president, as a result of this, through this appointment, recognizes that NCUA is an important agency, that it's time to put somebody in there, you know, this is another appointment to go with, of course, Chairman McWaters. Mm-hmm. There's still one other.
Still an open seat.
Yeah. Right. My theory is that that there's a good chance that there will be yet another nomination. Mm-hmm. I hope that that's true. Mm-hmm. I'd like a full board if we can. Mm-hmm. I think that would give, again, same thing, continuity, some predictability, good people in there, and that would be, I think, the better way to go. But there's some backroom nomination politics that go into that.
I'm sure.
You know, who do the Democrats want? Who do the Republicans? Mm-hmm. But I think the best chance to get a seat filled would be if they pair the two nominations, one Republican, one Democrat, and put them both through the Senate process at the same time.
Another big announcement that came down the turnpike here in the last week or so, Justice Kennedy announcing his retirement. Does that have any effect on finance, credit unions in particular? Would that, or
well,
is that kind of a reach?
No, it's not so much that. The reason I chuckled, having served in Congress, is anytime, you know, there's a nomination that big, it sucks all of the oxygen out of the air. That's the challenge, is that, you know, just at a time when, you know, we had just passed S-2155, we've had some really good momentum with the administration, with Congress, with the agencies. This blows, this really, it's not that it blows it up, but it sucks all of the energy and oxygen at a time when it was going to get partisan anyway. So you mix those two things together, an election, Kennedy, and unfortunately, I'm quite pessimistic that we'll be able to get too much more done in any grand scale. And as you know, I mean, both committees, House and Senate Financial Services Committee, were considering more regulatory relief as a result of our advocacy. But I think that's going to be a little more difficult now.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy fall, for sure, for sure. Let's bring it back to the conference. What are your expectations here? Besides your announcement this morning, are there any other expectations you have for attendees here going back to their respective offices Monday morning? And hey, let's get going. Let's get some practical takeaways going here. Let's get some action going.
Yeah, participants in the last two or three ACUCs that I've been part of have all wanted to focus on the future and focus on future relevance and how can we be relevant for consumers for years to come. And so as you see, I know you've been around, get to interview a lot of folks and listen to them, you're probably hearing that. What they're presenting, whether it's in marketing or innovation, how can we go to consumers, how do we get our message out, how do we ensure that we meet them where they need those services? So we, just because you build a branch doesn't mean they don't want the service right here, right? So all of those kinds of innovative sorts of things. And I always feel like we tend to push the whole industry that way. So we talked about Alexa from the stage at the GAC, and you know, that's what began to permeate through a lot of, whether it's Co-op Think or some of the other big PSCUs conference, started to talk about those things. So we want to keep pushing to get those innovative, creative thinking kinds of presentations out there so that the industry keeps looking toward the future.
Yeah, it's when you're talking AI and blockchain right. and sovereign identity, all this type of stuff, it's almost science fiction, but it's here now. And here, we have to address it, or else we don't want to be left in the dust. You know, if you don't want to be a blockbuster, that's for sure.
No. Well, I actually think because of our model, we could be the disruption. No,
I think so too.
I think credit unions are the disruption. Yeah. Yeah. Don't wait to be disruptive. Yeah. Let's be disruptive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're nimble enough to we can right. change on a dime like yeah. that. All right, last question here. 2018 outlook. What's so? I mean, we talked about how a busy political season. How about in the world of finance? I mean, how about in the world of credit unions? What do you see the rest of the year looking like? Because we're already halfway through it. My gosh.
Yeah.
Bye.
What we're going to continue to focus on, not only at the national level, but also state by state together with our league partners, is just making sure we have a solid ground game for whatever happens mm-hmm. in the elections. We're going to probably deploy over $7 million in the elections, which is, I mean, it's pretty amazing number. It's through the generosity of a lot of credit union leaders that we can do that. Mm-hmm. Because we want to be there. We want to help.
You have to do
friends,
that.
Yeah. And supportive of credit union champions. So I think that's on the advocacy side, number one. Okay. On the creating awareness side, get ready for January, because we want to open America's eyes to credit unions.
Can't wait.
And on the solution side, in compliance in particular, in the war for talent, in peer-to-peer networking, and in data security. Mm-hmm. Those are the main focal points that we're going to continue to concentrate on.
Okay. I lied. I have one more question for you. It's probably the most important one out of our interview. There's this little tournament going on right now called the World Cup.
Right.
Who's your team?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Well, I'm a Danish American, and I'm just amazed they're continuing to be, you know, in it. They beat Peru. And the big news, of course, is their arch rival, Germany, is out. Yeah, which, so, Denmark, I guess, but...
All right. We'll stick with Denmark. All right. Well, we'll be watching them in the tournament. Jim, always a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the time, always.